On this episode, I am pleased to speak with Shmulik Fishman with Argyle. Argyle is the quickest way to connect, verify, and control employment data within your app. Welcome, Shmulik.
Hi, good to be talking with you.
Thank you for joining me today. I have some questions for you, obviously. I'm going to go ahead and start with, what is your position, Shmulik, with Argyle?
Sure. I'm the CEO of Argyle Systems, a company that we started in late 2018. Been working on it ever since then.
And what is Argyle Systems' mission?
Yeah, we're on the pursuit to provide real-time connectivity into every single employment record in the United States through a single gateway.
What products does Argyle Systems offer that can help the small dollar lender?
When we break it down, we look at the world from every company that employed somebody last year and paid them. And last year in the United States, there were 7.8 million companies that paid somebody else. That's a lot of companies. And they don't have 7.8 million payroll providers. Some of them are one-to-one connections. Some of them are one-to-many. All of these companies are generating a lot of data about how many hours somebody is working, how consistently they're showing up for work, how much money they're making, what their hourly salary is, what their expected yearly earnings are. And if you're a lender, this is the bedrock of how you make a determination on a loan. And it's also the bedrock of how you understand the ability to repay and what a repayment schedule can be. And if you have real-time access into somebody's employment records, whether they work at Starbucks or whether they drive for Uber or they work at Walmart, you're able to understand how much can I lend this person? How frequently are they getting paid? So how do I know when they can make payment on the loan? And how can I have an early detection system to understand they stopped working or they stopped showing up for work or they were terminated? And these are the key parts to running a lending business. We provide a real-time feed into these types of data.
I agree that finding employment and, of course, the correct pay dates, that is a bedrock to being able to underwrite the loan and then continually afterwards make sure that we're making good decisions as lenders. How does an applicant share this information with a lender?
Yeah, so it's as simple as an applicant clicking on the place that they work. So we provide lenders a white-labeled experience that they can install either inside of their own application, send via an email or via text. And it asks a simple question to your end customer. It says, how do you make your money? It's a really simple prompt that's very light. And then the list is a list of employers, everybody from the largest company in the world, like Walmart or Walgreens, all the way down to Uber and everything in between. And they'll select, let's stick with Starbucks, for example. The applicant will click on Starbucks. And then it will say, what is your username and password for your Starbucks employment account? And the person that works at Starbucks will type in their username and password, and we authenticate. And then from the end user's point of view, everything's over. From the lender's point of view, they now have a real-time data feed into that applicant's account, and they can start pulling out all that information we just talked about before.
And when you say you authenticate, does that mean that you're doing a handshake between your system and Starbucks to ensure that the information was correct?
That's correct. So we've now integrated into over 200,000 companies in the United States. Each one of those on a software basis, or what people sometimes refer to in the tech industry on an API basis, but two computers are talking to each other, and we've built out all those integrations.
Can this be continually updated? Maybe as I have a customer going through a loan life cycle, is this something that I can continually monitor?
Yes, and we encourage it. In fact, that's one of the key problems we see with the current state of affairs in the lending industry, that lenders are getting basically a snapshot in time today. Somebody is uploading their pay stubs or providing pay stubs at a retail location, and it's just a point in time. And what we are providing is, again, a real-time data feed into that person's employment records. And it's updated in real time, too. So as somebody completes another shift or another task, has another payout, changes their bank account information, changes their address at Starbucks, to keep using the same example, all that information is updated and provided to you as it happens. And we think that this creates a much more healthy relationship between the lender and the client. Because if you're not always having to call them and ask them and wait and guess and see and hope that they're doing the right things, you can have a much more congenial relationship with your clients. that's the reason why we built a system that's always updating and is a real-time system.
You just mentioned bank account info. I want to touch on that here in a few moments.
Yeah.
You'd also said Uber. So let's talk about people who are independent contractors in the gig economy. This is something that they're able to do as well, and it's you can also have that continually monitored?
That's right. From where we sit, the difference between whether you get W-2 or W-9 or you're a contractor or an employee or you're full-time or you're part-time, these are designations that the IRS cares a lot about. And nothing against the IRS, but that's their bailiwick. What we look at is people who work. People work as an Uber driver. People work as a barista. People work to restock shelves. These are just types of workers. And so we've built a system that allows Uber drivers, Winola workers, Postmates workers, Home Depot workers, UPS workers, FedEx workers, up and down the list to connect through the same interface and the same system.
Are you able to add more than one employment source? The people I've lent to, they're working two different jobs ends meet. Yep.
That's right. In fact, we see that's very common and our system encourages it. Once you connect your first account, the prompt is, you've successfully connected your Uber account. Do you have any other sources of income? And that's a button that somebody can click and then they'll go back to the menu and they'll add their second and their third and their fourth account. And we see that users like adding multiple accounts because they want to, it's a badge of honor for them. They want to show these are all the places where I make money. And it's a little bit gamified where they want to be able to add as many income sources as possible.
That's great because a lot in the gig economy do have multiple side gigs, if you will.
And we see it the other way too. We see that, somebody will add a Starbucks account and a Postmates account. Somebody would add a UPS account and a Grubhub account. It goes both ways.
Would this work for retirement benefits or any other type of benefits, SSI, anything like that?
Yeah, so we've integrated into Veterans Affairs. Anybody that is a veteran can also use our system. We have on our roadmap all the unemployment agencies in the United States. So there's when you think in terms of places where people can make money or have income, those are all part of our roadmap, and some of them are already connected into our system.
With unemployment insurance, are you able to see a start and end date possibly on that?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what you would see. We treat it just like everything else. Our system, I suppose, treats unemployment benefits as work. It's another column, just like Walmart or just like Starbucks. And so you get employed by unemployment insurance on a specific date and are terminated by unemployment on another date.
Does this product with Argyle Systems, does it offer anything more than verification of employment?
What we offer is a gateway to employment records. So we offer only that one thing, access into employment records or gateway into employment records. And it's from that gateway that you can do things like verify income or verify employment. It's from that access that you can do real-time lending. It's from that access that you can understand in real time, is somebody working? It's also from that access, as you were alluding to before, that you can see where somebody's payout information, what somebody's payout information is, whether they have their payouts go 100% to Bank of America or they split and do 50% to a Bank of America account and 50% to a Wells Fargo account. What we've been seeing week after week is that clients will come to us with new ideas about what they can do with employment records. And so we sit as the plumbing system and allow other businesses to build on top of it.
And you'd mentioned if bank account information changes, how would a lender find out about that? Because typically, I guess there's a real case scenario for me would be as a lender, I have a customer who's doing really well on payments. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's fraud on the account. Mm-hmm. They forget to call us and tell us. Mm-hmm. However, I would be able to see that they've switched accounts, so I could be more proactive about that.
We've built a notification system in the wonky tech industry. They're called webhooks for laymen like you and me. They're email notifications. You can set up your own notification systems that fire based on certain triggers that you set up. So you can set up a trigger or a notification that fires when bank account information has changed or when what's called a pay distribution has changed. And that's something that we have a lot of lenders do. For example, if Sarah logs into her Starbucks account, and updates for pay distribution from Chase to Wells Fargo, our system is alerted to that in real time. And then we can notify you of that if you set up that trigger.
Filling out applications, you're really on a timer. A customer wants this to be quick and fill out an application quickly. Yeah. And I understand that your user interface can auto-populate part of the application once they've put in their information.
Allow me to go on a backstory for a second about that. It's Please. Actually where the company has its roots. When I got into this space, I knew very little about income and employment verification. I will admit that I did not even know Equifax had a subsidiary called The Work Number. I really was a novice in this space. What I came to it from was this that exact problem, really manual applications. My previous company was one in which we were hiring about 1,000 individuals a month to move cars around for different large fleets in the United States. And in order to hire them, we had to have them fill out long applications, applications that are very similar to a lending application or to a mortgage application, or for that matter, to a job application, where it's very much death through 40 fields or 50 fields, fields that applicants answer at nauseam, 100 times, 200 times. How many times you should ask yourself, have you been asked to type in your first name and your last name and your birth date and your driver's license information, your home address? These are fields that people are typing in all the time, and they're fields that are stored somewhere else. The original concept was, why can't we bring applications down to one click? Fill out my application with my current employer's data. And what's so valuable about that is an employer has done a lot of work verifying and background checking the data about their employees. And so if you can pull down address and phone number, social security number, birth date, marital status, first and last name from an employer, the data is highly sanitized. It is accurate information. And two, you've automated the application process for your applicant, which means the funnel is much better. Right? Like a huge thing that we hear is that a lot of people don't finish filling out an application. They'll start one, but they don't finish it. Or they leave some fields blank, or some of the information is incorrect, or it's inverted. Sometimes it's fraud. Sometimes it's just people are moving quick and people make mistakes. And so what we see is this huge opportunity to reduce the amount of friction in the application process itself, while at the same time increasing the legitimacy or the quality of the data that is being put into an application.
Can you see a customer's earnings prior to it actually getting direct deposited?
Yes, very much so. Because we're getting a real-time data feed into somebody's employment records, that means every shift that they complete, when they clock out, you have access to that information and you know what their hourly wage is and what their overtime rate is. And so we can calculate for you on a daily basis, or some people are really, really granular and they do it on an hourly basis or three times a day. But you can always calculate how much somebody has earned but not yet deposited into their bank account.
Are you able to see garnishments or child support?
We are. The way you think about it is if you look at a pay stub, there's gross earnings, and then there's all these different types of deductions or reimbursements, right? And so there's tax deductions, garnishments, bonuses, commissions, reimbursements, and then net pay. And so you see that entire stack, and we make that stack transparent to you.
And when you say you make it transparent, I'm able to line by line see where the deductions were?
That's correct. But we offer that both visually. If you want to log into our console, you can see that. And if you have a development team, you can also integrate that into your own system.
Can you provide for me a real case use scenario that you've had with a lender for your product?
We work with very large lenders, and we also work with lenders that are 5-person operations. The cases that I actually hold most dear are the cases that a small lender does not have their own development shop and is trying to just get more insights into their business. We work with a lender in Florida that does small dollar lending, sub-$1,000 loans. The way that they operate now, somebody fills out a very quick application online. Their email address comes into the system, and then the Argyle platform sends that applicant an email saying it's now time to connect your work accounts. And they click on that button, they connect all the different income sources that they have, and that lender then makes a lending decision based on the data that comes into the Argyle console. And then they also are able to monitor how that person as they continue to work and ask for repayments. And some of the anecdotes that I've heard from that lender in Florida is that Sometimes somebody will call in and say, I've stopped working, I can't make my next payment. And they'll go into the Argyle platform and they'll type in their name and they'll say, you just completed 5 Uber trips today. What are you talking about? Those are the small little anecdotes that I hear that I think are really a game changer for the industry. That phone call happens hundreds, if not thousands of times every day in the United States, and it's hard to figure out the truth to it. We've made it as simple as just logging in and looking up somebody's name.
That is amazing. I've taken that phone call many times.
Yes. I hear about that phone call quite often.
How easy is Argyle Systems able to integrate into an LMS?
Yep. So important to understand that we offer and we encourage all of our clients to start with a zero coding needed option. So we offer a way without any developers or any integration for you to log into our console, for you to set up your account, for you to start sending out emails with your logo and your text in it to clients. And you can customize what the text says, but you send it out to your clients and have them connect their different income sources, and you can see all the data inside of our console. And that's the way we recommend to do the first 500 clients you run through our system, so you can get used to our data set. You don't have to spend any money on integration, and you can start to understand the power of the system itself. We have had clients that have integrated in Argyle in an afternoon into their own system. Integrating Argyle itself is, I know it sounds like a pitch, but it is really as simple as a few lines of code. We've created a package that is self-contained, so you just have to install Argyle, and we handle all the complicated plumbing systems into the various different integrations we have. I mean, you just get a simple integration. The part where our clients spend time with us when they're integrating into their own LMS is not so much on the Argyle integration itself, but on understanding where to put all this new rich data that you're receiving from Argyle. You're getting a data set from Argyle that perhaps your system isn't used to receiving. Information about number of shifts completed per day, information about were you late, what is your clock in consistency. These are really rich data sets, but perhaps your system isn't ready to take them in yet. And so there's some thought and some work that goes into how do you want to display that information for your teams? How do you want to ingest that information? How do you want to make decisions on that information? The integration of Argyle is very easy, but then thinking through how you want to use the data, that's where we spend time with our clients.
Do you offer a consultation on maybe a newer lender or someone who hasn't done this before on possibly wording to get the best results and the maximum conversion from an applicant to complete the process?
We do it, no extra charge. Every one of our clients gets a client success manager that is there. They're their contact. It's at no additional charge. We firmly believe, and I firmly believe, that the way to be successful in this space is to make the experience for both you and your clients as good as it can be. We're a for-profit venture, but we understand that you're going to use us more if you like us more. And that includes us coaching you and helping you and giving you feedback, looking at iterations of an integration or iterations of text that you've set up and doing A/B testing. We want to do all that with you, and it's at no extra cost.
How has the current pandemic affected Argyle?
The best way to say it is it's been a complete game changer for the business. We started this company with a thesis that in the next 5 years, real-time data into payroll would become a necessity. Before the pandemic, getting somebody's pay stub or knowing what was true a month ago about somebody was maybe good enough. And that is not the case anymore. You need to know what happened this hour or yesterday. The information needs to be that real time. And so we've pulled forward a lot of conversations, both at the small dollar level and at the larger term loan level. People now want to know before they make a lending decision, what is actually the real-time status of this individual. And in order to service the loan, they want to have continuous updates on that individual. It's not good enough just to send an email or request another pay stub. Or to make another phone call. They want to know every day and have an alert system put up if somebody didn't show up for work or if somebody was terminated. While COVID has had a crippling effect in many parts of the world, in this part, it's enabled people to start pay attention to the necessity or the need for real-time data into somebody's work.
Has it affected your business model or the way you're doing business?
It has increased the amount of invoices I send.
That can be good.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the future of the small dollar lender or the future of online lending?
I know that it's taken a dip as of late, but in the long term, I believe that both small dollar lending on the internet and in person is going to actually increase because you're going to be able to make better decisions on who should be having access to funds. And those decisions can be powered by a system like Argyle. So in the medium and long term, I actually think that that market is going to increase because the available number of applicants that will get approved will increase because you'll have greater transparency, greater clarity, greater assurance on the loans that you're making and on the ability for somebody to repay and to manage the repayment. So I'm pretty bullish on the space.
Are there any questions that I should have asked you that I did not?
What is every one of your podcast listeners' email address so I can reach out to them and talk to them directly?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you right after the podcast.
Sure.
Do you have a pen and pencil?
Yes, I do.
And paper? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. If a lender wanted to reach out to you directly before you reach out to them, yes, what would be the best way?
Yeah, so two ways to get started with this. I say this to everybody. Send me an email, shmulek@argyle.io. I'm happy to work with you directly. The other way to get started with us is go to our website, argyle.io. You can sign up for free, absolutely for free. There's no cost to getting started. And you can do that directly on our website. And you can also, if you want to fill out a sales form, that's also on our website, and a member of our client service team will reach out to you and answer questions.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it was fun to talk with you. I hope you're doing well, and thanks for letting me be on your podcast.